There are three rules to being a tracker. 1. Find the missing. 2. Bring them back. 3. Try not to die in the process. I was currently failing at rule 3. "Run faster!" I shouted over my shoulder, even though I was the one in front. Not my finest leadership moment, but hey, panic has a way of lowering standards. Branches whipped at my face as I tore through the forest, boots pounding hard enough to jar my teeth. The air reeked of rot and magic. Old, bitter magic that clung to your skin and whispered promises you didn't want to hear. Behind me, something crashed through the underbrush. Big, fast, and very, very pissed off. "Remind me again," I muttered. "Why I didn't take the nice, simple missing cat job." A growl answered me. "Yeah, that tracked." I risked a glance back and instantly regretted it. The creature barreling after me looked like a wolf. If wolves had been designed by someone with a grudge against anatomy. Its legs bent wrong. Its eyes glowed a sickly yellow and its mouth... Oh yeah. Too many teeth. Always too many teeth. "Of course you have extra teeth," I snapped. "Because why wouldn't you?" My foot caught on a root. I went down hard. Pain exploded up my knee as I hit the ground, breath whooshing out of me. For a split second, the world narrowed to dirt, blood, and the very real possibility that this was how I died, face first in the mud, complaining. "Nope," I growled, shoving myself up. "Not today." The creature lunged. I rolled, barely clearing its snapping jaws, and came up with my blade in hand. Silver glinted along the edge, humming faintly with the magic I'd poured into it. "Bad dog," I said, voice low, steady. "Fake it till you make it." It circled me, muscles coiled, eyes locked on mine like I was the only thing in the world worth killing. Flattering. Terrifying. Definitely inconvenient. "You're not my target," I continued, inching sideways, trying to put a tree at my back. "So how about we both walk away and pretend this never happened?" It snarled. "Yeah, didn't think so." It sprang. I moved. Everything narrowed to instinct. Duck, slash, pivot. The blade connected, slicing through fur and something thicker, darker beneath. The creature howled, twisting midair as it crashed to the ground. I didn't wait. Didn't hesitate. Because hesitation gets you killed. I drove the blade down. Once. Twice. The forest went still. Just like that. But I stayed there for a second, chest heaving, hand clenched tight around the hilt as adrenaline burned through my veins. Then I pushed myself up, wiping blood. Mine, its, I wasn't asking, on my jeans. "Okay," I muttered. "Still alive. That's a win." A faint cry echoed through the trees. Human. Young. My head snapped up. Right. The missing. Because no matter how many things tried to kill me, no matter how much I wanted to sit down and rethink every life choice that had led me here, I had a job to do. I tightened my grip on the blade and started forward again. "Hang on," I called, voice rough but steady. "I'm coming." Because that was rule 1. And I never failed rule 1.